Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate GOP won't support the latest proposal for COVID-19 relief. Negotiations hinged on a trade-off: $160 billion in assistance for state and local governments in exchange for a slimmed-down version of the liability shield for companies facing COVID-19 lawsuits. McConnell had previously proposed a 5-year liability shield from virus lawsuits, retroactive to December 2019. Bipartisan negotiators, meanwhile, were eyeing a scaled-back shield of 6 months to a year. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said McConnell's shield would strip workers of legal recourse as they take risks during a pandemic, and hopes the bipartisan group steers clear of it.
What Mr. McConnell is putting forth in terms of liability is such an assault on Americans' workers that I hope that the group goes nowhere near what he is presenting.
On the other side of the aisle, GOP House Leader Kevin McCarthy said Democrats need to compromise on liability protection for businesses if they want a relief bill approved.
This is where the sticking point lies. The Democrats do not want to provide liability protection. There's more than 1,000 suits out there. Here we have more than 100,000 restaurants already closed for good. These small businesses are barely hanging on. They cannot get sued into the future.
The Trump administration is back in the middle of negotiations with a $916 billion plan that would send a $600 direct payment to most Americans, but eliminate a $300 per week unemployment benefit put forth by the bipartisan group of Senate negotiators. The bipartisan group's $908 billion plan includes the $300 per week unemployment benefit, plus $160 billion for state and local governments. It also includes a 4-month extension of jobless benefits set to expire at the end of the month, $300 billion for paycheck protection subsidies for struggling businesses, funding for vaccines and testing, and a host of other smaller items such as aid to transit systems, the U.S. Postal Service, and healthcare providers. Now, it's unclear if any coronavirus relief can be passed. Meanwhile, Congress is approaching a deadline to approve a short-term federal funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. The bill was approved by the House on Wednesday and needs to clear the Senate before midnight on Friday to avoid a partial closure. In Berkeley, I'm Lilia Vega for KPFA.